friends, and welcome back to The Sesh. I am Kendall.
And I'm Janelle. And today is game day,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, today is game day. That's right.
This sounds like we're actually, like, in the Super Bowl. Are you okay? You're so a ghost.
I was, like, not understanding what you were saying.
You're like, I was like, am I speaking English?
The joke didn't land.
Yeah, apparently not. Sorry. Okay, ignore that.
Dude, I swear I'm like half asleep today. Baby did not let me sleep a lot last
night. No. She said, wake up, beach. Mm-mm.
She did.
Anyway, it is game day.
It's the Super Bowl, baby.
Yes, we are playing What's Your Sign? Finally. If you've been watching the show for a while, you'll know that our mods on Discord actually sent us this game to play on the show.
Yes.
And we haven't had a chance yet to play it. Haven't had a good day. And today's a good day.
I'm excited.
So we're going to check that out. And then we also have some other games up our sleeves. So we'll see what we have time for.
So basically, this game is exactly like Cards Against Humanity. If you're familiar with it, each person starts off with a handful of these white cards. And then one person will draw one of these little purple circle cards. And it'll be some type of like question or theme. Mm. And then each person picks the best fit for that card out of their handful.
Okay.
Anonymously, obviously. And then that person reads them, picks their favorite one, and then that's it. Then you go on to the next.
So I can look at my cards, right?
Yeah. Look at your cards. If that made no sense, sorry. I don't know how else to explain it, but just watch for like a few minutes. It's very easy to understand.
I'm excited to get into this.
And Corelli and Sid are also playing because you need more than two people, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Crowley's playing.
Crowley. Yeah. Holy
Team
shit.
Crowley.
You guys are phenomenal with the spellings of Crowley's name.
Yeah, should we have a little lesson? Crowley, how do you spell your name?
My name is Corelli in English, Corelli in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
It's spelled Karelly.
Beautiful.
Thank you,
lovely.
Guys. Thank you.
Nice.
But honestly, keep it going.
I really do love these misspells. I'm loving Crowley.
Yeah,
Crowley,
it's really good for our group chat. We have some good ones.
Yeah, Curly
was a good one time.
They're amazing.
Wait, a lot of people think it's Corelli, like C-O-R.
Like the
coral.
Coral.
Yeah. No, it's Corelli.
But Crowley was the funniest one. We had a real fun time.
Didn't somebody call me crawfish one time?
Did crawfish. I wonder if that was like an autocorrect or something.
Or are they like purposely trolling because they know that?
Yeah, I think they're purposely trolling, but
I thought it was like a nice comment and then it was just randomly crawfish. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Like, it's amazing.
An autocorrect. But yeah, Crowley will be playing.
Crowley and Sydney will be playing. Yes. I might change your fucking name on my phone to Crowley or
honestly,
crawfish.
Yeah. Crawfish.
Crawfish.
Just a lobster emoji.
Incredible. Anyways.
Crowley, your name is one of my favorite names, though, I have to say. It's such a beautiful name.
I really appreciate that.
Beautiful.
When I was young, I used to be really ashamed of my name.
Really?
Yeah. I grew up on a farm, and kids in school would call me Corel sometimes, and I don't know why I thought that they were calling me fat, like a cow Corel, like a cow.
No, oh, I can see how you thought that.
Yeah,
I was thinking of the Golden Corral.
But so for a long time I was like, my name is like a cow corral.
Yep.
But no, it's not. And I actually really like my name now.
It's a beautiful name.
Such a good name. I love that name.
You have such a unique name.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I used to get sad because this one kid would call me Candle. And I like hated my name for a while. He would literally follow me home from the bus stop and just be like, Candle, I'm gonna light you, Candle.
Ew. It's fucking creepy.
But yeah, it takes one person to say a fucking comment like that, right? And then you like,
yeah, that's nice.
I mean, and it didn't like, I mean, fucking cow corral doesn't mean anything to me now. You can call me whatever you want. I don't care.
Cow
Crowley. Call me
cow corral. Don't call that in the comments.
No, yes, not allowed.
Well, at least you guys didn't have your own siblings call you Janal Anal like they did for me.
I've sometimes called you that too.
That's thank you.
Great.
As an adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was like fifth grade. My Janal stupid Anal. Brother
that's
was like Janal
funny.
Anal.
That's like, that's funny though.
Yeah, sure.
We used to always call you Janelle Belly in my family.
Yeah, that's like pretty.
I never
generic,
really had like, nicknames, like, which is interesting.
Really?
Yeah, I never really had a nickname. Like, no.
People call me Janet because they think it's funny. I'm like, absolutely not.
I started that.
Yeah, but you're the only one that's allowed to call me Janet. Mm-hmm. That doesn't like give me the ick. Mm-hmm. No offense to the Janets out there. Well, nothing against you. It's just like for my own personal being. I don't know why. It's not the vibe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney, has anyone ever made fun of your name?
Sydney, Australia.
Like Sid. And I used to get embarrassed with that. But you guys called me. I used to think that was like a boy's name. But it, I mean, it doesn't bother me anymore. But and I didn't.
Squidney.
Like when people said Cindy.
Cindy.
That was a big one. Squidney. And I was like, no, Sydney.
Squidney.
Squidney. That's cute.
But my cousins used to call me, well, they still do. My nickname in my family was like, well, is Nene. But it's.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute. I didn't know that. I want to call you Nene. That's cute.
I've always wanted a nickname like that. Like,
me too.
Corelli. Lelly.
I don't know.
Lelly.
Corelli
belly.
Corelli belly.
Corelli belly.
Corelli
jelly.
Corelli belly. Corelli. A jelly Corelli. Corelli belly.
Corelli belly.
Yeah.
I'm jelly belly. You're Corelli belly. Belly. Perfect. Absolutely beautiful.
Okay. You guys ready to play this game?
I am ready.
I didn't bring in a baby food because I know people are going to bring that up.
Oh, right.
This week it was a coconut. And I live in Colorado, so that's not going to happen.
Sorry.
Also, next week, it's a freaking pomelo.
Oh, that's
I don't even know what that is.
Where
that,
am I going to get that?
That's literally just a extra large grapefruit.
Oh.
I'm
it looks
pretty
green
sure.
and different on my...
It was like, it's a type of citrus. I'm pretty positive. Let me look it up so I'm not looking stupid.
Well, I'm not going to be here next week because I am getting my... I'm doing my 30 or 29-week glucose test. Rh negative shot, annual whatever checkup situation. So I unfortunately can't make it.
She'll
because
be stepping
we have a
out.
Packed week. We have guests coming in. We have two recordings next week with guests. So it just couldn't work out any other way. It's Memorial Day. So I won't be here, but
I'll be here.
Will.
Bitches.
Yeah, it's going to be lit. I like watching them back when I'm not there.
Really?
Seeing what you guys are up to. Yeah, because I feel left out. I'm going to be sad.
I get that.
I'm going to miss you guys.
I wonder if there will come a time where you're going to record without me.
Yeah, I'm recording without you this month.
Oh, yeah, you are. Or in June, huh?
Yeah, but Josh wants to come. He's like, can I replace Janelle for the day? Because I was going to just do it on my own, but I thought.
Hell yeah.
Josh wants to come.
That'll
be fun
to watch through.
He's like, we could do, like, instead of Dr. Drew, I could be Dr. Josh. And people can write in with their relationship questions. It's like, okay.
Oh,
the love doctor's in the house. So you can look forward to that. Janelle's going to be out of town for a week coming up in June. And Josh will step in.
Hell yeah. Keeping the show rolling. Keeping y'all entertained. That is why we are here.
Can Charlie still come?
No.
We'll pick him up.
All right. You can try.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to allow that.
Where's Charlie going to go?
Absolutely not.
Charlie's going to be with my mother.
Oh.
Charlie loves my mom.
He's not going on vacation either?
No, he's not.
Yeah. Your mom's like the closest thing to you for sure.
Charles. I'm a sweet boy.
Does he cry when you leave if your mom's with him?
Not really. She says normally he's pretty chill.
Wow, good boy.
He's not like as chill
man.
With me, but
fist bump.
He loves my mom.
Nice.
Huh, pal? Yeah. Anyways.
Let's get into this. I am so excited.
Oh, if you have a sec, can you go download our show, please, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify?
Oh, yeah.
Because that would make a huge difference. And also leave us a review.
Yeah.
Boom.
That'd be great.
Thank you so much. Love you so much. All right. Mm-hmm. Ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
So someone needs to be the first one to do the card.
Got
should
it.
We,
I'm
should
on
we
it.
Do the oh, never mind. I was gonna say, should we do the rule like Cards Against Humanity?
What's the rule?
Who pooped last?
Oh.
Goes
first. Oh, is that the rule?
Mm-hmm. I pooped at 10 o'clock this morning.
I did when I first woke up, I'm pretty sure. The days are blurring.
Okay. Good.
So this morning?
It's nice.
Yep. First thing this morning?
We can't all have pooped this morning.
What time?
Mine
wasn't first.
I don't remember pooping. I don't remember pooping today yet.
I pooped here.
Okay, so that means it's you. It's you.
Okay, so I'll go. Perfect.
It's here.
Okay.
It's here.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Okay.
It says, Gemini, your nipples will get hard, .. So finish the sentence, people. Okay, I'm doing the good old shuffle here. All right. Gemini, your nipples will get hard as the TSA agent pats down your junk. Beautiful. Honestly, it's a good time. Just kidding. This never happened to me. Okay. Gemini, your nipples will get hard in a British accent. Yes. Very beautiful sounding.
Hard nipples.
Hard nipples. Your nipples will get hard, Gemini, every time you take a poop for longer than 20 minutes. 20-minute poops are annoying. I'm in and out quick. I'm a fast shitter.
Never had a 20-minute.
Like, John can sit in there for, like, days, it sits like.
I
and I'm
feel
like what's going
men.
On?
They're just hanging out in there. They're playing
Clash
of Clans.
It's, like, annoying to me.
They're, you know.
I'm, like, literally, go. I don't even go to the bathroom until it's, like, coming out.
Yeah, same.
And then I sit down, throw it out there, and then I get up and leave.
Me too.
Like, I don't have all day.
A minute or less.
Same. Oh, yeah.
Quick chitter. Okay, let's see here. Gemini's nipples probably would get hard when... I would say in a British accent because they love a good communication and to talk, really, is what it is. So,
yeah, that's
British
good theorizing.
Ooh, wins. Mm-hmm. Whose was that?
That was me. That was I.
Congratulations, Crowley. You win this round.
You get the token.
Okay, now everyone picks a new white card to replenish their old white card. All right, Kendall, you want to go?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay, Taurus, your daughter will move out.
That was weird.
That is weird.
Wow.
What a weird card for you.
She better not be moving out. Shuffling them up. Cupid shuffle.
To the right, to the right, to the right, to the right, to the left, to the left, to the left.
Copyrighted.
I hope not.
Okay, Taurus, your daughter will move out while you're on Instagram Live.
Damn. She's like, bye, bitch.
Taurus, your daughter will move out the moment your Prius breaks down on the freeway.
You would drive a Prius, you sicko.
Okay. Taurus, your daughter will move out because you just had to supersize your Big Mac.
A Taurus would do a supersized Big Mac, though.
I've never even had a Big Mac in my whole life.
Really?
Yeah. And like, it sounds like disgusting.
Kind of like overrides.
Who even orders Big Macs? I never.
I did. I don't anymore.
Mom loves Big Macs.
I'd order two of them.
Wow, good for you.
Go, Sydney. She's a Taurus.
I am.
Since it's a fitting for me, this card, I'll say while you're on Instagram Live.
Yay.
Who had that one?
Sid? That was cute, Sid.
Yay. You can't pick a Sydney.
No, Sydney, that's not how the game works. They sort of pick the card.
Well, they're... Okay.
Sydney, you love a good cheat. You cheated on our birthday episode that we had when I was like, close your eyes. She goes, wow, look at all the confetti.
I love a good cheat. That's funny. Okay, Gemini, you will throw your back out.
Okay, Sydney, are you going to read off?
Yep.
Okay.
Gemini, you will throw your back out at a hillbilly gender reveal.
Hell yeah.
When you get horny enough.
Ooh, that's true.
Yeah. Definitely.
Spicy.
Any sign will, though.
I mean. True.
not the Virgo. They're like, absolutely not, though. I will not be doing such.
I choose the hillbilly gender reveal.
Hell yeah.
Wait, weren't there three options?
Oh.
<Wait. laughs>
Jesus Christ. Did you give me yours?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I just ruined this round, too. My bad. Sorry.
She loves a good cheat.
Cheers! Well, now I know it's yours. Crap.
Okay, whatever. What was Corelli's?
I don't remember anymore.
Oh, my God. Okay, the hillbilly gender reveal wins. Congratulations, Kendall.
Stop it.
Kendall gets every pregnancy-related thing.
Okay, next one. Cancer, you'll have an intense orgasm, ..
Ooh, good for Cancer. We love that for her.
Okay, Cancer, you will have an intense orgasm unless your name is Derek.
Derek!
Cancer, you'll have an intense orgasm even though you're 40 years old. Cancer, you'll have an intense orgasm while looped up and bent over on a public bench.
Okay.
On a public bench? I think that one, public bench.
Okay.
That's me.
Hell yeah, Sid, public bench.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful. All right, your turn again.
Pisces, plastic surgery is a good idea.
Mm. Love that.
That's fucking mean.
Yeah, that is actually kind of mean. Sorry, Pisces, but you're ugly. Just kidding. Love you all.
Okay, Pisces. Plastic surgery is a good idea as your wife is pushing your first child out.
Spicy.
Pisces, plastic surgery is a good idea after your wife of 25 years leaves you for her one of her honor students.
Ew.
Probably a good idea at that point, right?
Yeah.
Pisces, plastic surgery is a good idea under the influence of 2-4 Locos.
Oh. Dude, 4 Locos are so disgusting.
Did you guys ever have them?
No.
No, I've never had them, but apparently you get wasted banned. Off them.
They were. Like, yeah, like, no, they came the original. Back, but the original 4 Locos. Really? The original had, like, I don't know what it had in it, but it was, like, not safe. Like, people have, like,
heard
heart
people
attacks.
Get, like,
die. I think people died from
or,
it.
Or, like, black out after, like, one.
Yeah. Mm. My mom told me a story about 4 Locos.
Four Loko.
What was the story?
She and her my cousin lost a shoe.
What? That's it? That's the story.
Hey, Carly, want to hear the story? One time, me and your cousin lost a shoe on Four Loko.
I really don't think Sagittariuses are storytellers. Maybe not.
After the prairie story last week.
No.
You guys, we died about that for literally like an hour.
Yeah, we had to cut that down a little bit because it was insane. God,
and then, yeah, you go out and take the fucking video.
And it's a fucking dam.
I'm like, hey, bestie, that's a dam. Bonda is the reservoir.
I've definitely had a moment like that. I can't remember when, but I thought something was weird.
You know what the worst part about all this is that I literally drove around for like 30 minutes looking for this fucking hill.
Oh my God, Crowley. Crowley.
Crowley. Crawfish. Crawdad.
Okay, I'm going with after your wife of 25 years leaves you for one of her otter honor students.
Damn.
One of her otters.
One of her honor students.
Okay, Libra, don't be afraid to ask for more.
Libra.
Libras are afraid to ask for things in general.
They are.
They're very like, don't want to rock the boat. Don't want to piss anyone else off. Libra, don't be afraid to ask for more after doing 3 lines of C-O-K-E at the Imagine Dragons concert. Fuck. At the Imagine Dragons concert, really? It's a little excessive.
Could be a good time.
Libra, don't be afraid to ask for more while you're fucked up on laughing gas. Now that is a good time. Laughing gas is God's greatest invention.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's the best shit ever. And Libra, don't be afraid to ask for more if you sign up for eHarmony, the internet's number one dating site. I'm going to say 30 lines of drugs at Imagine Dragons.
Wins. Ooh, I am on a roll today.
Wow, Sagittarius.
You're very good, Crowley. I'm a funny one.
Crowley's hilarious.
Did you like how cringy my eHarmony one was?
Yeah.
All right. Aries, you will make your parents proud. ... On the 29th page of Pornhub.
Oh, 29th page. That sucks. Come on, Aries. You can do better than that.
Okay. In the back of an Uber pool drunk. Aries, you'll make your parents proud because you look like a bearded dragon.
That's fucked up.
I love bearded dragons.
Why do I feel like that fits Aries kind of?
Though? Bearded dragons?
Because they're fiery?
Yeah. Not because they look like them, but they, you know.
It was like, wow. Energy. Now that you mention it.
I actually know some Aries that look like bearded dragons.
Bearded dragons are super like chill and very like.
Yeah. I guess it doesn't really go with that.
They act like they're stoned all the time.
In the back of the Uber pool drunk.
Thank you, my first win. I thought Leos were supposed to be funny.
How come there's no Leo cards in here?
Everyone hates us.
Next one. Leo.
Oh. There you go.
A nasty rumor about you will spread.
That's sad.
Because your vibes are off.
That's rude. Thanks.
Leo, a nasty rumor about you will spread because that's what a bitch like you would do.
Okay.
And Leo, a nasty rumor will spread about you and it will weirdly turn you on.
Ooh, love that.
Oh, I guess it's my pick, right?
It is.
Sorry. Because that's what a bitch like you would do.
Yay, won my own card.
Hell yeah.
Woohoo.
All right, queens. Should we tally up our scores here? Kendall has 1. She's a loser. Perfect.
She's a loser.
Cindy has 2. I have 2.
Oh.
Crowley, how many do you have?
I have 3.
Crowley wins. Woo. Leave it to the Sagittarius to be the best at everything.
Yep, that's true.
Are you fucking surprised?
No.
Like, they always, surprised. They win, like, everything. They're lucky.
Y'all got Jupiter in your favor, so we're all screwed.
No, for real, though. Like, it's so unfair.
I have a lot of Capricorn, so I am not the luckiest of the lucks.
You're not?
No. Kind of bounces you out.
Yeah.
That shitty Saturn comes
so
in and
lucky.
Shits on your bed.
Saturn shits on my bed often, yeah.
Okay, next up, we are going to try playing Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And I feel like you have a serious advantage over me right now because my brain's working at half speed these days, I'm telling you.
Perfect. Mine usually does most days, too, just because that's what goes on around here.
It's even worse today, too, because I got like 5 hours of sleep last night and I was up constantly. So
do you just pee
little...
like every hour?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you should just get a diaper and start peeing yourself.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Honestly, at nighttime, you should definitely get a diaper.
I would.
Nobody's judging.
Guys, I had such weird dreams last night. I was just telling you guys earlier, I had one that I was at a Swedish college and I got hungry and went to the cafeteria and I stole someone's half a tuna sandwich and this Swedish guy was yelling at me for taking it.
So random. Why?
And that is pregnancy
college?
Brain. I have
why
no idea.
Swedish?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Okay. Who's going first? Me or you?
Okay. So what we are going to do is we're going to go through each grade level and Carly is going to read us each a question. We each get an opportunity to try to pass that grade. And then we'll see who passes the most.
Passes the most grades
at the end.
Wow.
See who makes it to fifth grade.
Yeah. Then we have a report card.
Who makes it to fifth grade?
And parent-teacher conference.
I will make our report card
Our
right
parents
here.
Are coming in. Parent-teacher conference. Dude, I fucking hated parent-teacher conferences. It's the worst thing ever.
That was the most anxiety.
Horrible. Josh just said that the other night. Like, oh, I'm so excited to do parent-teacher conferences for our kid. I was like, why? That's going to be awful. What if they're like, your kid sucks.
Like, your kid's the worst in the class.
Your kid's very bad behaved.
Like, not
very
great.
Bad behaved.
What are you guys doing at home? Stressful. Yeah.
Your kid's cussing a lot. I'm worried that's going to be my kid.
Oh.
Trying to control my language more these days.
Good for you.
You know.
I should probably control it too, just because it's out of control.
You got some time.
Who's your favorite Nuggets player?
I don't know any of them.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's what I thought. I'm a Nuggets fan.
Sorry, but do you play on that Bulldogs team?
Yeah, I'm a cheer father.
Cheer dad. Okay. Where do the Bulldogs actually practice?
Brighton.
No.
The Brighton Bulldogs.
Okay.
That's Georgia.
This is not Georgia, Sydney.
Actually, that's my high school mascot. We're Bulldogs. And it was red.
Wait,
so you're wearing my.
Maybe this is Pueblo then.
Oh, shit.
I'm pretty sure the Bulldogs is.
This is like a high school shirt, Sid, not college. Who's a cheer dad? Who's going to wear that for
at the university?
Wait, it might be. It literally might be like it was a red Bulldog.
It probably was.
Yeah.
People ask me all the time, like in stores.
That's your favorite sweatshirt.
I
was there that day.
Sweatshirt.
You got that.
So cozy.
Wait, did you get it? Did you thrift it?
Yep.
It's
we were
amazing.
At Goodwill. What
yeah,
were we doing? Were. You're buying something,
something
for a party.
Something for like Halloween or something. I can't even remember what we were doing.
I love that sweatshirt. It's iconic.
Yeah, it's good.
I know. It's so cozy.
Cheer dad.
Cheer dad. I want more cheer dad sweatshirts.
Maybe we'll have to make some cheer dad merch. First grade. I'm ready to pass. Or does it start with kindergarten?
No, we're doing first grade.
Okay.
Are you ready, first graders?
Yep.
Question for you, Kendall.
Okay.
There are 8 rugby balls in the closet. The coach says there should be 11. How many are missing?
That's it? 3.
Oh, I thought you were thinking the whole time. I was like, fuck, you really are dumb.
No, I was just, I thought that was like, there was going to be more to that.
No, that's it.
Okay.
I thought you were 3? Like, I don't know.
Ding, 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 3?
Ding, 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 3.
Passed?
Yeah, you passed. You passed
great.
The first grade.
Great. Okay.
Oh,
1 point for me.
Yay. My turn?
Can you pick the antonym of the word tame?
Wild?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Hell to the
I forgot what an antonym is.
The opposite.
Antonym.
Of synonym's like the thing that means the same.
Oh.
It's like the opposite word.
Forgot about that.
Wild.
What was the answer?
Tame. Wild.
Mm, good. Wow, you are very smart.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, you guys passed the first grade.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Woo!
All right, second graders. Kendall, what is the Roman numeral XVI?
I'm so bad at these. Gotta take a wild guess at this shit. 16.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
X is 10, V is 5. 1.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Good job.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was good.
Excellent work. All right.
All right. Second grader Janelle. Your mom buys you 52 grapes and your dad brings home 34. How many grapes does your family have?
Wait, what is it? 52 and 34?
Yeah. You lose.
Wait.
80.
You have a time limit.
6.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, do you get that though?
What? I get that.
Well, because you took a long time.
I took like less than 10 seconds.
Could a second grader do it faster?
I guess you're right. You're right. You're right.
So she passed.
You are only in second grade. Sorry.
Yeah. Jeez, I'm not a freaking CPA. Give me some slack.
Not in third grade yet.
CPA.
Okay.
That's what John's doing all day is.
Oh, stupid.
You can have two good. You can't have two good people at math in a relationship.
No.
Okay, third grade. Kendall, how many times can 6 be subtracted from 48?
How many times?
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is going to take a while, you guys. Buckle in. Let's see. Wait, I'm going to need to Can I like write some notes
down? I thought you had to bring your calculator.
No,
I was like,
No. I'm trying to do some notes.
Much later.
Okay, the time limit doesn't exist.
Oh, wow. That's nice, Carly. No longer exists.
Much, much later.
Oh, I don't know division.
Oh.
I don't do division.
Okay, never mind then. That's not
eight. All. Yes.
I literally have to write down how many times.
Okay. That's what a third grader would do though, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, Janelle, how many minutes are in a half hour?
How many minutes are in a half hour? 30 minutes.
That's some bullshit.
Thank you.
I had to divide. She just has to do time. I'm pretty sure that's some kindergarten shit.
Nope. Sorry.
Third grade.
At least I didn't cheat.
I didn't cheat. I know. I've seen that show. They were writing stuff down.
Oh, they have?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what goes on around there.
You need to start reading these like Jeff Foxworthy, though.
Who the fuck is Jeff Foxworthy?
I've never heard that guy's name in my life.
Runs the show.
I've never seen the show.
I think I have either.
Are the kids really that smart on there, though?
Like, let's Jeff Foxworthy. Come on.
All right. So a Southern accent, is it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Yeehaw. You don't have to ask me twice.
That's pretty good.
I love talking in a Southern accent.
All right. Fourth grade. Here we go.
Ew, right. Okay. Is it my turn or Kendall's? It's Kendall's turn.
It's Kendall's
turn. All right, Kendall, go ahead. Maybe that kid just had a Western accent. And that's why he called you Kendall.
No, he definitely didn't.
Oh, great.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
All right, Candle. Who was the first U.S. president to get impeached?
Oh, you got this.
Get impeached.
Got this. Oh, come on. You got this.
Do I, though?
Yeah, because there's only been two of them.
Yeah, why am I... God. Now I feel like an idiot.
I'm surprised you're not... Because you're really good at history. No, I feel like you're better than me.
I love history. I just... Dude, my mind's like completely blank. I'm so tired.
Now I'm gonna give you a hint.
Why can I not think of his fucking name? Yeah, I'd like a hint.
Dasani.
Dasani?
Yeah.
The water?
Yeah.
I'm confused with that.
Me too.
Watch me be wrong. Hold on, let me
check. I think you're wrong.
No, I don't think so.
No. Oh, you're saying like Watergate?
Yeah.
Nixon wasn't the first, was he?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he was.
No.
Nixon wasn't the first.
Unless this website is wrong.
Who's the first?
Andrew Johnson.
It said Andrew Jackson.
I was going to say Andrew Jackson.
Well, too bad.
I should have just gone with my gut, but then I was like, if it's wrong, I'm going to sound like a fucking idiot because I remember, well, he was impeached, but he wasn't actually impeached.
Yeah, but he, so I guess the only other one would be Clinton, but he wasn't technically.
No, he wasn't actually
impeached. Yeah, he wasn't actually impeached. Trump was technically impeached, but then I don't think. What's his? I guess Nixon resigned before he was impeached.
I just didn't know if Andrew Jackson was actually, but he was. Yeah, duh.
It says he was the first one.
Oh, sorry, I was wrong on that. Don't listen to me ever again.
Yeah, I feel real stupid right now. I'm just gonna take that loss.
No, you almost had it.
I know, but I didn't have it.
Okay,
and that's easy as fuck.
So do you have to do like another fourth grade question to graduate out of the fourth grade?
Okay, that should be the rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You got to keep going until you pass.
Back a year. That's fine.
Should we go to Janelle and then you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in fourth grade too, right?
You're in fourth grade,
okay,
yeah.
Let's see if I can pass fourth grade though.
All right.
It's getting hard.
Janelle.
Yes.
What is the female part of a flower called?
The fuck? A female part of a flower?
Yeah.
The coochie? The female, a bud?
Close.
A...
Think of, do you know any like flower parts?
No, a leaf, a stem, a bud, a seed. The seed?
No.
I don't know. What is it?
It's a pistil.
That's so stupid. Okay, we're both still in fourth grade. When you pass.
It's funny that this game is called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? We're not even smarter than fourth grader.
How many people would know that a pistil? The fuck?
I remember learning that there was a female and male part. I just didn't, I would have no idea what the name was.
The only reason I know that is because female, their marijuana plants are all female, the ones that flower. Because men suck.
Yeah,
just kidding. Just kidding.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
All right, I'm ready for my second fourth grade question. Well, I'm ready to pass this year.
You got it, girl.
All right. In what state is the Liberty Bell located in?
Virginia?
Final answer?
Yeah.
No. You're getting yelled back again.
Why did I think it was Virginia? Is it Delaware?
No.
Maryland?
No.
One of those old ones that were original.
Damn it. Okay.
Pennsylvania.
Oh,
of course it was.
I wouldn't have known that either. I was going to guess Delhi's.
Goddamn.
Damn, we're stupid as hell.
Yeah, we are.
So you're still in fourth grade. Okay. Let's see if I can pass fourth.
What happens when strong winds and rain combine?
Strong winds and rain?
Mm-hmm.
Like what happens?
Yeah. Like what weather happens?
A tornado?
No.
That's a thunderstorm?
Girl.
A tornado? No.
Rain in the tornado. Come on.
A hurricane?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess that makes sense. But I thought the hurricane... Well, that doesn't make sense,
you
though.
Know what? Yeah.
Because okay, what about here? We have rain and strong winds.
Yeah.
And okay. That's tornado.
When strong winds...
tornado. Tell me you've ever seen a hurricane in Colorado. I don't think so. Last time I recall, when there was strong rains and wind, we had tornado.
It was a tornado down there.
God, we are never going to pass the fourth grade.
Damn, we're both still in fourth grade.
Okay. All right. Hit me with another one.
We're in remedial fourth grade now.
Damn, now. Everyone else is like moving to middle school at this point.
Yeah.
It's all right, though.
Kendall, what is the biggest bone in your body?
The boner bone.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. I want
Grow
another chance.
Up.
The femur?
It is the femur. Congratulations. Woo! You graduated.
I passed. Yay, you're on to fifth grade.
Yay.
All right, let's see if I can pull this off.
All right.
Okay. You can do it.
Janelle.
Mm-hmm.
A heptagon has how many sides?
Hep?
Heptagon, yep.
Heptagon.
Not hex?
Heptagon.
Okay.
Fuck.
Hep.
Look, how many sides does a heptagon have?
Hip.
I don't know.
Hip.
10? It's not right.
No.
A heptagon?
Yeah.
You sure it's not hexagon?
It's heptagon. H-E-P-T-A.
What kind of fourth grader even knows that shit? That's not fair.
You don't know the root words?
Isn't hexagon...
No, they go more than hexagon. They
hexagon is six.
Hexagon is...
Janelle really wants everyone to know that. Hexagon is six.
Okay, so heptagon. Oh, wait. Octagon. No, it's seven.
Yes.
Yes!
Did she pass?
Did I pass?
Did you pass? She has to ask one more. She gets one more round.
Fuck!
To prove herself.
Okay. I'm almost there. I just had to take a summer class. Let's go.
Yeah, this is your summer class.
Okay. What is 1,885 rounded to the next 100?
1,285?
Yes.
Rounded to the what?
Nearest 100.
Oh, 1,300.
No, unless this is wrong.
Wait, I would have said that.
Nearest 100?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's...
You're wrong.
That's the 300. Wait, then what was
What's the answer?
1,290.
Isn't that the nearest 10th? That don't make no fucking sense to
that's
me.
That's what I was just thinking,
I think that's the nearest 10th.
I think that is a near its tank.
I'm calling bullshit on Quizlet.
Quizlet. I like your Jeff Foxworthy. It's definitely working.
Am I stupid?
Okay.
The nearest 100th is 3 digits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are they saying?
They're saying 1295. That's only the nearest 10th.
Yeah, Quizlet's on crack.
Crackhead Quizlet.
Crackhead Quizlet.
I think I passed.
All right, new summer class. Yeah. I guess if you pass it, if you're get the answer better than the teacher, then you should pass.
Yeah, it's fucking dumbass teacher.
Sorry.
That should be wrong, and people are in the audience
in the comments
actually
be like, incorrect. I guess we can look it up.
All right, you can pass fifth or fourth.
No, yeah, no, you pass.
We're going into fifth.
Yeah, I passed. Yeah. Because that's wrong.
Yeah.
Dumbasses.
Let's take fifth.
All right, very good. We're both in fifth grade. I had to take an extra course, but MBD, let's go.
Fifth graders, Kendall, what was the name of the last queen of France?
The queen of France.
The last one?
The last one. She's old. They don't have a queen anymore, I don't think.
I only know one French queen.
Who is she? That?
Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, shit.
There you go.
You won.
Woo! You made it to middle school.
Woo!
Janelle.
Yes, ma'am.
In what decade did Hong Kong revert from the British rule?
What decade?
Mm-hmm.
The 80s?
Close.
Fuck. The 90s?
The 90s.
Close enough.
Did you know that one?
No.
No.
Didn't really either.
Didn't know that. Okay. Should I eat another summer one? School again? Yeah. Give me another one.
All right. Redemption, fifth grade.
Who just quest. Ripped? Hold on.
That I'm dying. Sadie. That was all Sadie.
Is Sadie really? Heard us talking shit
oh,
about
no,
her
is she farting?
He's right there near you.
Is it really bad?
Oh my God, I'm dying.
It hasn't gotten to me yet.
God bless you. God. My eyes are burning. Has it gotten to you, Kai? Fuck, yeah, you should be. Okay,
she's wagging her tail.
Yeah, you're nasty. Go ahead, say it again, Carly.
What species can live in both water and land?
Amphibians?
Yes.
Woo!
Congratulations. You both made it into sixth grade.
Amazing.
Let's have a graduation.
Held the yeah.
All right, next up on our list of games, we're going to play
Heads Up.
Heads Up, which is by Ellen DeGeneres, right?
I think so.
It's her app.
Do you have it?
Is Ellen still on?
Ellen no, ended, I'm pretty sure.
Is it for sure done?
Yeah, I think
I'm pretty sure
done.
Last week was her last episode.
Because she had all like, these like old
Ellen's
people on
final
there.
Final thing, and then it's like, keeps going.
No, she did like, yeah, like her final episode. I don't know. I liked it.
Well, she made some great games. Well, yeah. Many games. Remember her show, Game of Games?
I was just going to say, do you remember, did you guys watch that?
I used to love watching just her games. I used to love watching her show. I used to love when she'd give like hella money to people.
And remember? By she, you mean so all of her sponsors? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not her, but the Ellen
like,
show.
Oh, thank you. I'm like, okay, this is fucking Shutterfly, not Ellen. Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, Ellen they used to hook people money. Up though back in the day.
Yeah, right? they
started cheaping out.
No, remember they used to like
did,
really hook it up.
The Christmas stuff, right? Like the 25 days
of
Christmas.
Oh, that was lit.
That was fun.
They would give like their whole fans, like all the audience members.
I'd get so excited to
look under your
seat.
Oh, same.
They'd be like, 7-day trip to the Bahamas, motherfucker.
That show was good once upon a time.
It was good once upon a time. But then Ellen got exposed by all those people for being a bitch.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Remember we
yeah,
had
Ellen went down hard.
Yeah.
Yikes. Ellen bit the fucking dust, honestly.
Damn. Goodbye, Ellen.
Goodbye, Ellen.
Poor Ellen. Did you see she was on the Kardashians? Like,
Yeah. She was at dinner with
them. Glamming it up with them.
Yeah, I know.
The fancy dinner party.
The fancy. Well, meanwhile, Astrofest is going on, and they just skipped the fuck right over that.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we talk about that for a sec?
Yeah. We're detectives, and I know it's all around social media, but we figured that
we
shit
totally
out before
it went
viral.
Before it did, yeah.
Like, all of us were texting in the sesh group chat being like,
you're like, wait a
the
second.
Fuck? We were like
Kris
looking up
Jenner's
Kris's
birthday
when Astrofest happened, same day.
Let's explain.
Yeah.
Their show aired recently.
Yeah.
This episode where it was Kris Jenner's birthday party, Ellen was there.
Mm-hmm.
And why was it just Ellen? It was like of all the people,
and Portia,
it was just
like
Ellen was there.
Ellen and Portia.
Apparently they're best friends. Which, what the hell? Kris Jenner has a room of fine china.
Like, oh,
that is the bougiest,
stupid,
the stupidest shit I've ever seen.
And it's ugly.
Yeah.
It's really
ugly.
Offense.
Yeah.
Offense meant.
Anyway, so we were looking it up and Kris Jenner's birthday is November 5th. And that's when we realized, wait a second, Astrofest was November 5th. And in the episode, they're like, oh yeah, Kendall is off in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that bitch was in
Astrofest.
Astrofest, because neither her or what's her name, Kylie, were there.
No. And Travis, we definitely know where he was.
Wasn't there either.
He was at Dave and Buster's.
Right. Yeah.
But this is, I guess their little dinner was before everything happened. Yeah. But they totally tried to play it off. Yeah. Like they were just, nothing happened. And it moved right on to
the next
Kim
day.
Taking the baby bar.
Just like, I'm at Red Lobster right now. I'm like, yeah. Wow, you're so relatable, Red Lobster.
I know. Yeah. So that's, I mean, are we shocked? No. But.
No, we're not shocked.
I'm just.
Although you made a good point because you were like, why I thought they wouldn't bring it up because they obviously don't want to like bring it all up again, get canceled all over again, whatever. Yeah. But you were like, I think it's a good opportunity for them to like, quote, you know, clear the air and like have the behind the scenes of how bad they felt and like get more good publicity.
Not even really that, but like just an opportunity to bring in views.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't they use it as like, oh, we were, and like show them all crying behind the scenes or something. I feel like they would do that shit too.
True.
But yeah, they just tried to skip right over it.
Yeah, well, guess
people
what?
People figured it out.
Oh, yeah.
And why? How did they not figure? People are going to figure this out.
Stupid.
Yeah. They weren't even like, they weren't even smart about it in any way. They were just like, oh, Kendall's in Miami. Mm-hmm.
And then they would cut to Kendall. She'd be like, yeah, I'm in Miami. Just by herself on a couch. I'm like, doing what there? And why are you not with your fucking mom's birthday?
That's so, that is, it's like, if you don't want to talk about it, then just don't, like, skip that whole era or like delay your show or cancel your fucking show.
Well, I mean, people say it was delayed 2 months, which I don't know how they know that, but that's the tea.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about either.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
they're really, that's disgusting. Not surprising.
No.
Do you disappointing.
Have, do you have the game?
Oh, yeah. We are here to play a game, right?
Yeah.
Ellen. That's how we got on.
We're back to Ellen.
Back to Ellen's game. Wow, okay.
This episode's a very
Oh,
sporadic.
I have to buy it? I definitely already bought
this. Yeah, I was going to say, you have it, though.
I'm going to purchase it. Does that mean it'll just be, like, restored? Maybe I deleted download. It when she got canceled. I canceled her back. All right. Ready, Janelle? Okay. You're not going to know this. Up. You're not going to know this. Up.
Well, fuck. Celine Dion.
Shit. What do I do? Am I allowed to sing a song? The dog days are over.
Oh. Fuck, I know this one. I know this one.
Come on.
I know this one. I know her. I know what she looks like. She has long hair.
Yeah. She has long hair. Okay, go up. You're not going to get it. This is a basketball team, and they just lost. They just were eliminated recently.
The Suns? Phoenix Suns.
But they're sunny.
But
it's hot.
Philadelphia. It's the Miami Heat.
Yes.
Yes.
Down. The Twins. One of the Twins.
Mary Kate and Ashley.
Yeah.
Mary-Kate.
No, wait.
Ashley.
No, that's not even who this is. I'm sorry. I failed you. That is Elizabeth Olsen. That's someone else.
The sister
God damn
twin.
It. She's not one of those twins. I'm sorry. That was really bad. She got one. Let's see if I can beat it.
Great.
Ding. 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 Ding.
Don't know what that is. Up. Okay, we did a multiple parts episode on her. We've talked about her many times. She sings and she's no longer under conservatorship. And
Britney Spears.
Stands. Yay. Don't know what that is. Go. Ah. John looks like him. He's the newest rapper. He's
Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
Jack, or John does look like him.
This is a very hot place in Florida, and you've been there a lot.
He left Miami.
Yep. This is someone who is not named Phil, but he's one of those dudes who's on TV and he likes to talk about different, I think, actually, I don't know who this is. Go up.
Dr. Drew?
No.
That's his show.
Okay.
Oh, damn it. I went down. -1 for my score.
This is where really talented people have plays in New York.
Broadway.
Yay. You pat. Okay. Okay. Oh, no. Okay. Don't know what that is. And time's out.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I got
Doctor Who's not like a Doctor Oz. I thought Doctor Who's like Doctor Oz.
That is a British TV show, ma'am.
Oh, thank
Wait,
you so,
so
much.
What did I get? I got Broadway, Miami, Jack Harlow, and Britney Spears. So I got four.
Yeah.
And Broadway.
Way better than me. That's nice. I got one. My turn.
It's okay. Nope. Down.
or up. Yeah. You wanted one of these when you were younger.
And iPod
your dad
Nano.
Got you. Yeah. It's an
iPod.
Yeah. Down.
Or up.
Sorry. Okay. He's a rapper. He was at Astrofest.
Drake?
Yep. Lizzie McGuire.
Oh, Hillary Duff.
Yeah. Good. It's like fake fighting.
UFC?
No, but it's fake.
Oh. They're what is acting. That fucking one called?
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
Oh, it's
stupid. They throw chairs
exactly
at each other.
I don't know what the Rock was in it.
I know. It's not UFC. It's so I don't know. Sorry.
Damn. Okay, alt conservatorship.
Britney Spears.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to know that one. No.
Fuck, that's man. It. I'm dumb as hell. What was the
WWE.
One?
WWE.
God, duh. WWE, duh.
What does that even stand for? Worldwide Wrestling?
Not
match?
Bad, though. I think you got so, four. Yeah. Tied.
Cool. All right. I'll take it. Very good. I don't know
Doctor Who
this is, but he has the same first name as a famous breakfast dish.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah!
Me.
Wait, you said pass.
Okay. I'll add it at the
don't
end.
Don't know who this is. Go up. Don't know who this is. Go up.
Go down so I can even it out.
Don't know who this is. Go up. this is a TV show that everyone's obsessed with. Everyone cries at every single episode. And it's very dramatic.
This
and
is
very,
us.
Yes. You hit pass again. You don't have This is a toy that you had that I was really jealous of that I really wanted. My dad got me a cheapo version instead and I was really pissed off and you listened to music. Yep.
The toy?
I don't know what toy. This is for people who are very talented do plays in New York.
Broadway. What is wrong with Ellen? She's repeating all of these.
Ellen's getting lazy as hell these days. Don't know who that is.
I'm giving up.
Oh, this is the girl who you were talking about that does the hard days are over.
Oh, Florence and yeah. Why are the same things coming up? This game sucks. I'm out of here.
Honestly, true. The fact that you paid money for this bullshit.
Yeah, I just did. And the thing is, guys, I already bought this before. We've played it on my phone before on the same iTunes account. It just made me repurchase it. I couldn't even restore my purchase. And she's charging 99 cents more.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Real bad.
And you got to pay for all these other
You have to pay
decks?
For the expansions?
Yeah, what? All these other expansions you have to pay for. The only ones we have is that Superstars acted out.
We should have just played Sims today.
Seriously. All right, I'm picking Hey, Mr. DJ.
Mr. DJ.
Is this the one where we have to hum it out?
So, no. Get your teammate to guess the song on the card without using any lyrics, only humming. Oh, sorry. Yes.
Great.
I'm like, no.
Okay, that'll be fun.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I'm so fancy. I don't know I'm so fancy. You already know? I'm in the fast lane from LA to Tokyo.
Fancy.
Fancy, okay.
That's fast.
Okay, whatever. That passes.
Or down. Okay.
I'm trying so. Oh, hey y'all! Oh, shake it!
Yeah, hey y'all!
Oops, I did it again.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking ball on my stars.
Thanks, Curly, for the backup vocal.
What the hell? Don't know what that
22
was.
22 by Taylor Swift.
Oh. I don't know about you, but I feel like taking a poo. Okay, do I?
This episode. Oh, my God. I
We're
feel like.
All on drugs today.
Yeah.
Well, your turn, bestie.
Watch it out, Janelle.
My hips don't lie.
Yeah.
Down?
Yeah.
Waterfalls.
Yeah. Ugh.
I hate this song so much.
The ramparts we watched. The bombs are bursting.
No.
Skip.
I can't do it.
No idea.
What?
You're doing a shitty job.
I'm drooling.
Oh my god.
It was toxic.
Oh, We Are Young?
Yeah.
I actually like that fucking song.
How does it go? Like,
we are young.
No. Yeah. So we set the world on fire.
Let me go higher.
Need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me.
Just across
the bar.
My bingo.
Take him some sunglasses. Ask him about a scar.
That I gave her.
Months ago.
I know I did this to you months ago. Wait.
Yeah, the song's fucked up.
Yeah, anyway.
No, it's about dramatic violence. Hard to forget.
Jesus.
Clean the drinks.
Okay.
Some things that hold in my apology.
You know, I'm trying hard to make it back. So if I go home before the bar closes, go home with a different man.
I like that version better. She should go home with a different man for sure. Okay.
I just peed a little. You must have your whole panty soaked right now because
I've been holding it. Good for you. I'm really like squeezing hard.
Oh, love that. Oh. Say my name.
Okay.
There.
Living in a square.
Oh, come on. No.
Sorry, it's not for me.
Okay.
I don't know it.
No. No.
Fuck. Oh. I don't know either. God, this is really bad for me. It's my fault. I really hope you caught that.
Oh my god.
All I want for Christmas?
Yeah.
That did not sound like that. No
I tried
offense.
Hard for that.
My house, no offense, not very good.
I didn't even Take try my
me, pretty bad. Holly Bling, terrible. Roar, bad. You was so...
I didn't even try like half of those, okay?
I mean, it's kind of hard.
I know. I felt like it was too much of a commitment. Too many, like, mums.
Okay, I'm ready to hum.
Okay, you ready?
We're doing one more each. Okay.
This isn't going well. I'm going up.
No.
Single ladies.
That's how I go. I forgot.
I'm going up. No one can take me the way.
Yeah.
What?
Just go.
Doing the La Vida Loca. Okay, I think I get that one.
Wow, not terrible.
Damn, it kind of starts hurting your lips after a while, though.
Yeah, it does.
You guys are like aggressively humming, too.
Okay, say before we go, we try one more deck.
Okay.
One more
deck.
We're going to do animals gone wild.
Perfect.
So you're making animal noises or acting them out.
Okay.
Crocodile.
Yeah. Well.
Alligator.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
Hippo. Okay. Bunny.
Yeah. This is fun.
Orangutan. And a lion. Did that go? Lion Leo.
Oh.
Eagle. Swan. Bird. Pigeon.
What the
elegant. Parrot. Napoleon Dynamite. I don't know. Swan.
I'm a little. Yeah, then I go. Then I go.
What? No. Okay.
Butterfly.
Oh, a butterfly. I don't know why that didn't come to me. I thought it was definitely a bird.
Oh my god.
All right, pigeon. I got four. Pigeon. I was thinking my buddy Ted.
Oh, Ted.
R.I.P. Ted was a legend.
He was. A bear.
I don't think they make noises.
An alligator, crocodile, platypus, beaver, a shark, a great white shark. Yeah. I never had shark.
Yes, good job.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
A rodent, a bunny, a rat, a mouse, a hamster, a gerbil, a guinea pig, a...
Go up.
What? It wasn't a hamster? Lion.
No.
Zebra. Tiger.
Yes.
Zebra. A hyena.
Yeah. Ew. Go up.
Okay.
A
hamster again. A gerbil. A rodent. A raccoon.
She got it. Yeah.
Oh my god, she goes rat.
I thought you were saying rat.
I'm being again, damn it.
Same.
Rat.
I did not say rat.
Oh. She goes, rat.
I was like, Corelli's chiming in.
I would see
it. Oh my god. Okay, I really have to pee now, though.
Me too.
Any longer and I'm going to pee on this couch.
So same.
That is going to be it for today's session.
That was an interesting
session. Thanks for hanging out with us. Yeah, today was pretty wild.
That's that.
It was long. Yeah, it was. No, we had a good time. Hope you had a good time hanging out with us. We will be back next week
and we will see you on the next sesh. But until then,
keep it fresh
and not stale.